Simin Shilamid Shinyud Beis. Anitzak Lenekova Mekaneach B'Shabbos. The Lacha is, as the Orach HaShabbos, Orach HaShulchan starts out. In the olden days, they didn't have the type of bathrooms and equipment that we have nowadays, and therefore they were out in the field, and they had to use rocks instead of toilet paper. Therefore, if one was stuck on Shabbos without anything to be Mekaneach himself with, he was allowed to take rocks. I'll cover the bris, it's Yuru Tiltul. And not only that, the way that the Bir Halacha puts out, mentions it, even when there's two Derabbanan, they also cover the bris. Even if it's you going from a Karmelist to a Shus Yachid, and it's Mokta, nevertheless, they matter two Derabbanan, Spamokim, cover the bris. Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah, brings down a Machlekes here, that this is only a problem, says the Magen Avraham, this whole Halacha is only in a place where it's a public bathroom that you couldn't have been miyachad beforehand, because even if you would have been miyachad beforehand, somebody else would have taken them. However, if you have your own private bathroom, which Baruch Hashem was zeichet to bizmanenu, though when I was in a bachur here, my bathroom was outside of that, in the chaser, in such case that a person has their own personal bathroom, then ein lahatir lahachnisham avanim klal dehoyulay lahachin me'esmal. He should have prepared it beforehand. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down the El Yerabim mitzadet lahakob azeh b'chol gavni ukedas levush. Why? Because the person is not masik adaite to be meichel. It's not exactly clear how the mice of the Mishnah Berurah is going. It sounds like he brings down the Magen Avraham and he brings down the El Yerabim the whole tik levush. Sounds like maybe he's being mitzadet lahakob. Even the El Yerabim is only mitzadet. It's not clear. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says kein nir leni adaite to be meichel. Because you're right, he should have been meichel before Shabbos. Of a vazel eton, yes. What should he do now? He's stuck. So you can just say, too bad, this is your fault, figure out something else. However, we find, we're zeichet to be learning Sin Ches, in Chazara, Graf Sharei. The halacha is a person's not allowed to make Graf Sharei lechatchila. You cannot cause a massive where it's going to be disgusting, and then you're going to be have to take it out. Because even though if you have such a massive which is disgusting, you're allowed to take it out, but to cause something which is going to allow you to make, to do muktzah, to be without the muktzah, Chazal said, you're not allowed to do. Let's say you didn't listen, and you made a graf sharei lechatchila. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to take it out or not? The halacha is yes, you're allowed to take it out. Why? Because there's a problem. Kavod Abrius. You shouldn't have done it. L'may said God will kavod Abrius, and therefore we allow it. L'chur al derech that you could say, Aruch HaShulchan doesn't make this too shell. But l'chur, that's ba'etzim that you say that the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, is that in chanami lechatchila, you shouldn't have done it. However, b'di eved will be zeh upon it. This is very negiah. Because a person should have prepared, he should have bought Shabbos toilet paper beforehand, whatever it is, he should have brought it into the bathroom. Now he doesn't have any toilet, he's stuck. He's only in whatever scenario that the person is finds himself, even if he's in a hotel, and he should buy tissues, take something, prepare something for Shabbos. You always have the yichelis, generally, you have the yichelis to do it before Shabbos. What happens if you didn't? So if it's a massive of loy asik adayte, so you have the Torah of the El Yerabim, it was asik adayte, just at the end of the day, you forgot to do it. Seder. So at the end of the day, we have Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah seems to be mitzadeh a little bit lahakol, and the Aruch HaShulchan says straight out that b'di eved, you will be able to be samech if a person is stuck and he has no toilet paper, you'll be able to be samech to be meikol and move the toilet paper, even though maybe it's muktzah, the toilet paper, the whole roll of toilet paper, and to cut it, should you need to. We'll matter even another darabanan, do a pishinui, not on the dotted lines like we've mentioned, just to be choshish for those shittos that hold that is a problem mechatech, even if it's maybe not. And that's the first thing. The
if you're gonna spend 2 minutes later going to open a bottle cap, not cutting out the dotted lines.
No, because over here, is there if you're gonna be there on that?
The receipt is not written in rebase.
Good. Ulai, if you have the yichelis to, it could be that you could be mechalal between the cases. I think Oyashiv would be asked to be mechalal between the cases because he understood that the toilet paper maybe was created for the reason of mechatech to make special specific size, as opposed to the cap wasn't specifically caused for that, even though it does make a straight cut, but it wasn't for us to be a specific size. But over here, it's maybe more chamur. Lamaisa, if a person has the yichelis to, he should, it's better to only have to cut one time. Cut a big piece of toilet paper, use as much as the toilet paper you have without having to rip it more times, and then flush it. You mentioned other ways, We're not going to get into those right now. One other halacha, which is mentioned over here, the Aruch Shulchan mentions, it's really, if a person notices that this rock has already been used in the past, then the halacha is that it's mutter to take it in, you're allowed to use it, because it's already huchan. Mishum Kavana Briz Bizmanina, I don't think people would do that. However, the question is a basic question, and this is going to bring us maybe to a big story what how Yichud works. And that is, Frekta Aruch HaShulchan, what's it going to help you that it was used beforehand? After the guy used it, you think he put it away for posterity? Like, he threw it out. That's it, he's finished with the rock. He's not going to use the rock again. If a person is Miyachad a rock, and he's for to keep his house, his door open, after Shabbos, he doesn't need it, he chucks it out again. So now you'll be able to go find that rock and say, oh, well, one Shabbos, I used it 2.5 years ago, and now it's not mukta anymore. So that's it. It reverts back to not being a kli. It's a regular rock. What's it going to help that it was used once in the past? Says Aruch HaShulchan, no. When it's near the bathroom and a person puts it down, that means he's leaving it in the area to be used for another time. He didn't just throw it out. He's leaving it in the area. Memela, he says that be'etzim, any rocks that are right around there, there's machlekes, Magen Avraham, we'll see, comes up, but they say that we're going to use it for it. Any rocks which are around it, there are Magen Avraham holds. It's also Kivat Miyuchud. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, therefore, anybody that is the Zichrelis to on Friday, when he has a bathroom outside in the Chatzer, he should be Miyachid all the rocks in his Chatzer to be used should he need to. This is really gets a different question. Can I do that? Can I go out on this Friday afternoon and say, listen here, I want to be Miyachid every single rock in Yerushalayim, just in case I pass by a car who's driving on Shabbos. I want to have the Zichrelis. I'm Yachad Elohim, all the rocks. 10,946,582. All the rocks, every single rock can be Miyachad, you could do such a thing. Or, what's Aruch HaShulchan saying? You could be Miyachad all the rocks. What then? The Kavod Rizv Yasser. The Chor of the Nakuda is that it has to be, what is a kli? How does yichud work? Yichud is mahapech something which is not a kli into a kli. Once it's a kli, it's roi l'toto. When you're miyachid, it's used for something called the chazi l'midi va'imi l'kach, says the Prima Gadim. And Mishmur brings down. Anything which is roi to be used for something, and it's aimed to be used for that, has a shame kli. Memela, if I'm miyachid, this is a rock which could open up the door. It's just not aimi l'kach. If I designate it for it, now it becomes aimi l'kach. And therefore, it turns into a kli. If you have a bathroom and you have a bunch of rolls of toilet paper in the form of rocks right outside your bathroom, so even though maybe it's 30 or 40, I don't think their chatzer was like a 2 square miles. Their chatzer was the amount that could theoretically be used by different people over the course of however long. Therefore, it's something which is chazi, and you're being miyachid it, and there's a good chance that people are going to use it. You can't pinpoint every single one, but it's a good chance that since there's a city, they're going to be used. When you go ahead and you say, I'm being miyachid every rock in Yerushalayim, there's no chance in the world that you're really being miyachid. It's just, if you need one rock at one point, you want to make sure that they're all miyuchud. Well, you weren't miyachid, it's not Eim Lakach. It's Mamash not Eim Lakach. It's not, it would be in the close vicinity of Bar Ilan, Shmuel, and Avi. In those four corners, that's where it used to be the rock throwing in, way back. Then maybe there's what to talk about. But to go ahead and just, make a declaration that everything is going to be miyuchad, that's not yichud because it's not ayim l'kach. It's not be'etzim ayim l'kach. It has to be that it's be'etzim ayim l'kach. And therefore, that's how it works to be miyachad, something which is not a kli, into a kli for Shabbos.